Haribo.
So, should I suppose to know the 430.27 by heart? Wow. Thank you. Kalpavriksha. Just mention and it appears. Thank you. Is it fun? So our coats and our caps warm, and chadars warm our bodies. And guess what warms our souls? Yes. Kirtan, the holy name, Sri Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is what warms our hearts and souls. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that similarly, like the grain serves as food to our bodies. So the Krishna Katha, or the discussion about the pastimes of the Lord, is the food for our soul. So the day we don't touch Bhagavatam or Gita, that day means we are starving. We are starving our soul. So it's like hardly we ever forget to take our lunch. Hardly we ever forget to take our breakfast. So better is to forget to take breakfast and lunch, but never forget to take Bhagavatam and Gita association. So this is the values which Vaishnava devotees are following. But because of Krishna so merciful, even eating process, even the food, he made it spiritual activity. So it's always whatever we do, whatever before austerities we perform, sacrifices we perform, whatever work we perform, just always do for the sake, for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So today we are reading on this most auspicious day. Every day whenever we touch Bhagavatam, every day whenever we touch Gita, is the most auspicious day, because it's blessed by those wonderful scriptures. We are reading today from the fourth canto. Activities of the Prachetas, sons of Barishat. 27 text.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radhumandhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Janavalabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjanam Yashoda Nandana Raja Janaranjanam Jamunatira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjanam Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjanam Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramu Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Gora Hare Bol. Shishi Kishor Kishor Ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki, Shishi Gaura Nitai Ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sama Veda Bhaktivedanta ki, all glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, Jai Shishi Guru Granth, Jai Shishi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So by the mercy of Shishi Kishore Kishore Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Shishi Gaurnitai, by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and for the pleasure of all assembled devotees, today we are reading the prayers of the Prachetas, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead was very pleased because of one particular quality of their cooperation. Just because they very nicely cooperated amongst themselves, Supreme Lord appeared before them. Just because, although they were many, but they acted as one soul. So nicely, cooperatively, Supreme Lord was very pleased with them. So, text number 27. Rupam Bhagavata Tvetad Asesha Klesha Sankshayam Avishkritam Na Klishtanam Kim Anyad Anukampitam Rupam Bhagavata Tvetad Asesha Klesha Sankhayan Avishkritam Na Klishtanam Kim Anyad Anukampitam. Please. Jeez.
Rupam Bhagavata Kirtan. Asesha Pesha Sanshyam. Rupam,
form, Bhagavata, by your lordship, to, but, etat, this, asesha, unlimited, klesha, miseries, sankshayam, which dissipates, avishkritam, revealed, Naha, of us, Klishtanam, who are suffering from material conditions. Kim Anyat, what to speak of. Anukampitam, those to whom you are always favorably disposed. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by ignorance and the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. So to deliver us from these miserable conditions, you have advented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited, causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. What then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed? Purport. When the Lord appears in His original form, He acts to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as is said in Bhagavad Gita 4:8. Although He annihilates the demons, He nonetheless benefits them. It is said that all the living entities who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original constitutional position, Svarup, because they had the chance to see Krishna face to face riding in the chariot of Arjuna. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, superficially two things were going on. The demons were being killed, and devotee Arjuna was being protected. However, the results were the same for everyone. Thus, it is said that the appearance of the Lord diminishes all kinds of miserable conditions caused by material existence. It is clearly stated in this verse that this form, Ashish Klesha Sankshayam, is meant to diminish all the miserable conditions experienced in life, not only by devotees, but by all others as well. Avishkritam na klishtanam. The Prachetas identified themselves as common men. Kimanyad anukampitam. The devotees are always favorably accepted by the Lord. So the Lord shows all mercy, not only to conditioned souls, but also to the devotees who are already liberated due to their devotional service. The form of the Lord, as worshipped in the temples, is called Archavigraha or Archavatara, the worshipable form of the deity incarnation. This facility is offered to neophyte devotees so that they can see the real form of the Lord face to face and offer their respectful obeisances and sacrifices in the form of archa. Through such facilities, the neophytes gradually invoke their Krishna consciousness. Deity worship in the form of temple worship is the most valuable benediction given by the Lord to beginners. All neophytes must therefore engage in the worship of the Lord by keeping the Archavigraha Archavatara at home or in the temple. Rupam Bhagavatatve Tadasish Klesha Sankshayam Avishkritam Ta Avishkritam na krishtanam kim anyad anukampitam.
Dear Lord, we conditioned souls are always covered by the ignorance and the bodily conception of life. We therefore always prefer the miserable conditions of material existence. To deliver us from the miserable conditions, you have invented yourself in this transcendental form. This is evidence of your unlimited causeless mercy upon those of us who are suffering in this way. But then to speak of the devotees to whom you are always so favorably disposed.
So just see such exalted devotees who pleased the Lord by chanting the song composed by Lord Shiva, who is actually the best amongst the Vaishnavas. He is very dear to the Supreme Lord. They pleased the Lord. But instead of being so dear to the Lord, they act or they pray in the very humble mood as if they are ordinary conditioned souls. Amazing enough is that they announce that the Lord is very compassionate towards all conditioned souls. And they say, we are in this category, and therefore you advented just to give your darshan to us. But they mentioned, but what to speak to those who are very dear Vaishnavas, devotees to you. And Srila Prabhupada in purport says that such devotees are already liberated. And I'll read today one excerpt from Prabhupada's commentaries. Nectarian, absolutely nectarian parts of the purport, where it is expressed what is the topmost, what is the perfect prayer of the Vaishnava to the Lord, what we have to pray. Actually, reading such prayers prayed by exalted devotees, Vaishnavas, is the sweetest of the sweetest candy all over the three worlds. This is so pleasing to the heart because by reading, listening, studying those prayers, we can, if we are sincere in the heart, experience same ecstasy or same situation which in this case, prachetas are in. We can remember from the story of Dhruva Maharaj, after going through severe austerities for half a year, 6 months, he got the opportunity to get darshan of the Lord. But if you remember one interesting little detail, that having got the darshan of the Lord and seeing him face to face, he couldn't say a word. He couldn't say a word. Seeing the Lord face to face, he was just stunned. And only after the Lord touched his forehead with his kach, in other words, blessed him, only then Dhruva Maharaj was able to pronounce prayers and glorify the Lord. So even without the Lord's mercy, we have no ability, no intelligence, no shakti to adequately and properly pray for the Lord. We have no ability or intelligence to glorify, at least even to some extent, the Lord. So we see that actually, so that we
are chanting mantras. We're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, glorifying the Lord. It's already big mercy. It's already inconceivable mercy upon all of us. So therefore it is said that in this Kali Yuga, the Lord incarnates in His holy name. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Ejantihi Sumedasa. Intelligent people, those who got some brain substance. Intelligent people, pure-hearted people, they take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna very seriously and perform it as a sacrifice. Harinam Sankirtan. As well as demigods. Demigods from the higher planetary system who are not missing anything material in this world. In this chapter it is said, it is also mentioned that the Lord appeared in front of Prachetas on the shoulders of Garuda. And Garuda comes from the Kinaras planet. And Srila Prabhupada in purport explains that in this planet the humans have the wings and they can fly. But he says there are planets like Siddhaloka, not only Kinarloka, Siddhaloka where living entities don't need even the wings to fly. And there are even more amazing and inconceivable planets where they are not missing anything. And those planets, you know, what is the problem? The only problem of is your fantasy. What else can you imagine? Because as soon as you imagine, you can materialize that thing right away. We can't imagine such a situation. Materialist is always hankering for something. For some thing. For some things. Always hankering, dreaming, desiring. But there are planets where it's all is there. You just imagine, you just think about something and it's there, it materializes for you. So demigods, they practically don't have anything to dream about. They have everything they can, they are able to go anywhere, have anything, do anything. It's just practically unlimited, and they live unimaginable duration of years enjoying the life. So even them in the Kali Yuga making their plans to come to the Earth planet so that would participate in Harinam Sankirtan K. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So please don't take us for granted. Such a blessing. Don't take it for granted, because demigods, they stand in queue in the travel agency office to get their chance, to get their visa, to descend to the earthly planet, to take birth in the Vaishnava family. So that from the birth, they would hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. The holy names of the Lord. So, can you imagine that actually, in one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada writes that, devotee is always keen to get benediction from the Supreme Lord. And there could be very different benedictions we may ask. Usually the suffering conditioned soul
asks for the particular benediction which would really give him a relief. Yeah? But it's like a direct desire. Oh, I feel so bad. Please, the Lord, make me feel good. But Srila Prabhupada says that there is one topmost perfect benediction we should ask the Lord for. And actually, Prachetas, they personify this benediction, because they pronounce this benediction by saying, Tavad bhavat prasanganam sangasya na bhavi bhavi. Bhavi bhavi, Pracheta says that it means that doesn't matter which form of life we are in. Srila Prabhupada says that actually a Vaishnava devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process of reincarnation. Yes, Srila Prabhupada writes it. A devotee is not particularly asking for liberation, or particularly desires to give up material existence. No, there are prayers, there are particular prayer asking for some particular benediction, which Srila Prabhupada says, this is the topmost. He says this is the best benediction that a devotee can ask the Supreme Lord. So this Tavad Bhavat Prasanganam, they mention loving devotees of your Lordship. And then he says, they say Sangha. So Prachetas are asking one thing particularly. You will find this yourself, this particular shloka. This is the quintessence of all the prayers of the Prachetas. Particular one shloka, it's quintessence of all the prayers of Prachetas. But they say, dear Lord, because when Lord came in front of Prachetas with his all associates, demigods, and riding on the shoulders of Garuda, who even by flapping the wings, he was chanting with his wings the Vedic mantras, creating auspiciousness. So, same as a Vaishnava devotee, whatever he does, he walks, he blinks, he breathes, everything is auspicious. So Garuda personifies this. Garuda personifies, even flapping his wings, he creates auspicious atmosphere, because this is like a chanting of the Vedic mantras. So when Lord appeared in front of Prachetas, being pleased with their nice cooperation amongst themselves, although being many acting as one soul, like in resonance, he said to them, please ask any benediction. And as always, the culture and etiquette is that Prachetas start with the glorification of the Lord. But at some particular point, they say, dear Lord, we ask for one thing. Bhavat prasanganam sangha. We ask for sangha. We ask for association of those who are very dear to you. Bhavat prasanganam. Your loving devotees. We ask for the association of your loving devotees. Can you imagine? Just think about it. Just give your heart to this prayer. Just surrender your heart to this prayer. Prachetas, after performing severe austerities for so many years, when Lord comes to them being pleased with their cooperation, they ask, dear Lord, we ask just for the association of your loving devotees. And in particular, how they say? They say that we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. Just see. This is the topmost, and Srila Prabhupada says this is the best benediction what devotee can ask. So whenever there are deity greeting, whenever we pray to the lordships, this is the topmost prayer we have asked. Please, Lord, give me a chance to remain always in the association of those Vaishnavas who are always engaged in discussing your pastimes. That's it. So easy. And this is bhakti. This is bhakti. This is topmost austerity. This is topmost the sacrifice. And this is what pleases the Lord most. Because associating with devotees, you have to cooperate. You can't be in the association of devotees and have your own plans for whatever that may be. Prasad, sleep, kirtan, or whatever. You may come to the temple in the middle of the day and perform the kirtan alone. Or you may come to the evening and morning program and chant in the kirtan along with the devotees. And this is the difference, isn't it? It is the difference. Why? Because the Lord blesses such a devotee. Why? For his mood of cooperation. He blesses such a devotee because he already fought down his ahankar, his false ego. Because false ego says, oh, you are such a perfect devotee. Do something wonderful on your own. Chant 6,428 rounds or whatever. Don't sleep, don't eat. I don't know. Sing like a Gandharva. Do something extraordinary so that everyone would notice. Krishna is not pleased. Krishna pleases when we do cooperatively. Read Bhagavatam, Gita cooperatively, together, in the association. Chant in the association. Be that japa, be that kirtan. Take prasad in the association. Open our hearts in the association and accept the someone's realizations. So just see, what a simple and wonderful lesson for all of us. As long as we are together, we are safe. We are inspired. We are safe from the onslaught of material existence, of pressure of the material existence. As long as we are together. And then the Lord showers his blessings. Their lordships, they shower their blessings, being happy how nicely we are cooperating, serving each other. Service to each other is possible only when a devotee already fought over his false ego. Only then. Otherwise, there will be no sincere service. It will be a show, it will be an endeavor, but not the actual, simple, sincere service. And this is the difference. So just see that Srila Prabhupada says that this mood of cooperation and association is confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bhagavatam. Stanistita Shrutigatam Tanuvan Manobhi. One may be in one position or another according to destiny. But in any case, one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord regardless of circumstances. Just see. What it means, circumstances. Circumstances means that which makes us conditioned. If we are put ourselves under the dependence of circumstances, it means that we are really, really heavily conditioned. by circumstances. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, regardless circumstances, listen and chant. Hear about the activities and pastimes of the Lord, regardless any circumstances. Isn't beautiful? Sometimes we have a headache. Sometimes we have a belly ache. Sometimes we have a toothache. Sometimes we have mind ache, whatever. These are the circumstances which disturbs our concentration. 1,108 different circumstances multiplied by another 1,108. It's always we have the excuse not to, whatever that may be. Of course, whenever the time prasad, there is no excuses works. It's regardless any circumstances, we take prasad. Yeah? But whenever comes for the sacrifice austerity, oh, I've got a list of circumstances. So this is the way how mind tricks us. So those words are just a nectar for the heart of a Vaishnava devotee. Last time I think I told one story when Lord Krishna and Arjun, they went for a ride and they met one Vaishnavi, a lady, performing bhakti yoga on her own, alone. And actually, by studying her mentality, Krishna found out that she has very strange ideas. Like today we read that Arjun was the chariot driver of Lord Krishna. So this Vaishnavi, having no association of devotees, just staying on her own and performing austerities, she was furious on Arjun because he made Krishna his taxi driver. Yeah, he made him a chariot driver. Yeah, a driver is a suta, is a low caste work. And this lady was furious because she said, how can Arjuna call Krishna a friend if he forced him to drive his chariot, a shudra work, to perform shudra work? How he can do that? And she said, here is the sword. If I meet Arjuna ever, I'll kill him for that. This is a Vaishnava meditation result. Oops. Yeah. So when you stay alone, the mind will give you such strange concepts and ideas that you may do stupid nonsense things or plan to do. But whenever you are in the association of devotees, you are saying sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvashastakoi. Lava matra sadhusanga sarvasiddhihoi. In the association of sadhu, this particular shloka says that even a lava matra, 11th part of a second, it's nothing, it's just a blink of eye. All your desires may be fulfilled. And what those desires should be? This is the desire, to remain. Always remain in the association of the devotees. And this is the desire. And what is disturbing us from that? What is impeding us from doing that? Sure, our mind and our ego. This impedes us from staying constantly in the association of devotees. Because the devotees are well-wishers for all the three worlds. Devotee will never tell something which is harmful to any conditioned soul. What to speak to the other Vaishnava? So this service mood is a wonderful attitude devotee must have. A pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the cycle of birth and death because he does not consider that important. Huh? What? Suffering in this world is nothing special to pay attention to. It's there. So it doesn't matter. If I am in the association of those who are ecstatic in chanting the holy name and in discussing the pastimes of the Lord, this suffering of material existence is somewhere outside my life. It's behind the doors, it's behind the walls, it's behind my existence. So devotee doesn't put so much stress on liberation, cessation of birth and death, because it's not so important. And we are conditioned, if we are conditioned by circumstances, then we think, oh, this suffering is so bad, I have to get rid, I have to run away, I have to get liberation ASAP, as soon as possible. But this is just another side of mantra, which means I want to enjoy. Now I am suffering. Oh, Krishna, relieve me from suffering. But Krishna reads the other side of a mantra. I want to enjoy. So for the devotee, is he suffering? Is he not? Is he in, like today, bhave bhave prachatase? Doesn't matter which form of life I am, just in the association of devotees. Some of the Goswamis pray, even a fly in the house of a Vaishnava. As long as they're chanting of the holy name and discussing of pastimes, I agree even to be a fly at home of the Vaishnava. Huh? So because devotee doesn't think that this material existence of suffering is something special to pay attention to. If to pay attention to is consciously seek for association of a Vaishnava. So the most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The most important thing. Sometimes those words, we take it for granted. Oh, okay, of course, it's obvious, it's important. Okay, it's most important. And what I do? Circumstances sometimes doesn't allow me to do that. It's because we are not dhritavrata, we are not firm. It's because we have weaknesses of the heart. We take it light, the opportunities for the Krishna Katha. But Srila Prabhupada says, this is the most important thing for a devotee. Hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. So the devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. So just see, we have opportunity here, every day, regularly, read Bhagavatam, chant, read Gita. So in the spiritual world, we'll have the same chance. So tell me, where is the difference? You don't step outside the temple and you're in the spiritual world. But because Srila Prabhupada gave us the mission, risk your life stepping out of the temple with one mission, preach, distribute the books, chant. Huh. In Chicago, you have Harinams? How often? Every day or more often? Yeah? And what is the response of people in Chicago to Harinam? Yeah, they're favorable, yeah? Good.
Very good. Otherwise, most probably there is no reason to go outside the temple. At least it should be. It's not like that, but it should be. So this for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord or whatever he can chant. The Lord is personally present. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti. Madbhakta. When the pure devotees assemble to chant, hear, talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. So for the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transferal to the Vaikuntha world. Just see. If we pray for the transfer, that means we don't take this particular situation as Vaikuntha. So that means we're not conscious enough. If we're conscious enough, we understand that here we are now in the Vaikuntha atmosphere. So where is the need to pray for transfer? Srila Prabhupada says, no need. All the conditions are satisfied. Association of devotees, the deity in the Archivigraha form gives the darshan every day to the full content of your heart. Just stand and pray for the Lord how long you want. Prasad is there, Bhagavatam association, Gita association is there. So it's Vaikuntha atmosphere. So therefore the demigods even plan their vacation trip in the Kali Yuga to participate in the earth planet Bhumi of the chanting of the holy name. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shishi Kishor Kishor ki, Shishi Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra ki, Shishi Gaura Nitai ki, Gaura Premanande. And the very last thing. I pray for the opportunity to always remain in your association so that we could always hear and speak on the pastimes of the Lord. Okay? Deal? Hare Krishna. Do we have a few minutes or what? Yeah? So maybe.